Hey, world changers, I hope you had a great weekend and a great week. This is the Brazen Veracity Podcast, and I'm your host, Cisco Valenzuela. Brazen Veracity is a weekly podcast where I bring the bold truth on today's issues and how to discuss your best life following Jesus Christ. All right, this is episode 2 of season 2. And we know that this is going to be part 2 of our Eyes on the Prize series. And this one is called You Must Have a Plan. So hold on tight. Put your seatbelts on. We're going to go for a good ride. We'll be right back. Welcome back from the break. And once again, I'm Cisco Valenzuela, and this is the Brazen Veracity Podcast. I'm so glad that you decided to join me once again. We're going on this journey in the beginning of 2023, and I'm telling you, it's so exciting to see the things that are up ahead. You know, God has done quite a number in my heart, and I believe in the hearts of many people to see, you know, what direction that He's taking us in. And, you know, just as a reminder of our last episode, you know, I was talking about the plan to keep your eyes on the prize, what this series is titled on. And it's all about being focused, because the reason that I want to start this year like this is because usually by the end of the year, we lost focus, we lost momentum, we lost motivation, and the goals that we had at the beginning of the year seem very far from being accomplished, and it's because we lost sight. And that's why my first episode, I wanted to just stay on a point of vision, of writing down your vision, of keeping it in the forefront of everything you do, because your vision is your why on what you do, right? And that's key, because it, you know, there's going to be challenging times. There's going to be things that come against you, it seems like. Sometimes it feels like the whole world is against you. In all reality, though, regardless of the circumstances that are around your life, a lot of the times the biggest thing against us is ourselves. All right, so that's why it's key to not only have a vision, but to keep the vision in front of you. Because your vision gives you your why, and it gives you direction to go in. Okay, so for this one, the next step in accomplishing those goals, accomplishing, you know, your desire for the end of this year, is that you must have a plan, right? Because you can have your dream. You can have, you know, the greatest vision in the world, that maybe something that God has given you, you know, but if you don't know how to get there, then all it's going to do is just be a dream, right? So you got to have a plan. You got to have some steps on how you're going to get there, how you're going to accomplish it. You know, and when I looked up what a plan is, you know, a plan is a detailed proposal for doing or achieving something. It's an intention or a decision about what one is going to do, you know. And I think that's the key in it all, is the details of what you're gonna do, right? It's the steps that you're gonna take. What's the means of how you're gonna get there, right? And that's just the noun, right? Just describing what a plan is. But what, you know, where the real meat is, where the real key is in the verb of the plan, which means action, right? It means to decide on and arrange in advance, right? To design or to make a plan of something to be made or to be built, right? And when we're talking about being built, you know, we're talking about building our future. We're talking about building You know, whatever it is that God gave you, you know, God could have given you anything, you know, and whatever it is that he has given you to do, he wants it to be the best, right? God is going to be the one that's glorified within it. But he's given us a mind. He's given us an imagination. He's given us creativity, right? And this is the thing, to decide on what you're going to do. First, to decide that you're going to do it, and then come to God to figure out the plans on how to do it, right? And that's what the plan is. You know, and where does it come from? It comes from seeing a need, an issue, or a problem, and figuring out a way to solve it or resolve it. You know, and honestly speaking, a lot of times that need, that issue, or the problem is maybe lack of money, right? Lack of your own finances for your own family or for, you know, yourself. And we think that's our biggest need. And you know, is it something that is needed? Yeah, you need to pay your bills. You need to, you know, pay your house, your car, your cell phone, and all those things. You have to pay to live. That's true. But the greatest thing that you need is the security, right? Is security in life. And money is just a tool to help get you there. You know, it's not the be all end all. Because if it was just about money, then we're pretty shallow. You know, anybody can make money. You know, money is, if you really think about it, is really not even worth the paper that it is printed on. Because the same paper that a $100 bill is printed on is the same paper that the $1 bill is printed on. And in all reality, the U.S. currency is not even backed by gold or any kind of precious metal or anything else. So it's just paper. The biggest thing is the mindset. You know, it's the way that you view it that gives it its power. You know, drug dealers make money. Pimps make money. Money doesn't really mean nothing. But when you're using money as a tool to be able to take care of your family, to be able to honor God with it, then it has a greater significance. You know, so God has given you a plan for your life. He's given you a purpose. Now he wants you to be able to develop the plan to be able to accomplish it, right? And that comes from, you know, being able to set realistic goals, some kind of marker, some kind of milestones that are achievable, things that are realistic, right? And here's the key in it all. They have to have a deadline, you know, something to say, by this time I should accomplish this. And the reason that that's important is because if you don't give yourself a deadline, if you don't set a date, if you don't put a number or a time that you need to have this accomplished by, there is no urgency. There is no push to be able to accomplish it, right? So when we're making this plan, that has to be a part of it. Because if we have no pressure, if we have no pressure in accomplishing it, then it just becomes, I'll do it tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, I don't feel like it. I'll do it tomorrow again. Until a year later, 5 years later, 10 years later, and you still haven't done it because you're still waiting on tomorrow. But we have to understand that tomorrow's not even promised. All you got is today, right? And in that, you know, you can have, you know, a good plan that you write out on paper. But a wise thing to do is to seek the advice of somebody that's wiser than you. Someone that has experience. Someone that has been there before. Someone that has, you know, has longevity. Someone that can say, that sounds good, but have you considered this? Have you looked at it from this angle? You know, have you, you know, the purpose of it is to have somebody that can view it from all angles and perspectives, to weigh out the pros and the cons, the benefits and the detriments, to be able to achieve the most success possible, right? We really got to think about that, you know? That's going to be so key, that you're able to bounce off your ideas off of somebody else. You know, because to us, it's always going to sound perfect, right? But there's always somebody that's already have gone before you. There's very few trailblazers in this day and age. Now is just taking what we have now and improving it, you know, for the future, for the future, for the future of our families, you know. So it's looking at, in that, when you're coming up with your plan, you know, what are going to be your actual steps, your action steps, things that you can actually do, things that you can actually apply and physically, mentally, emotionally invest yourself in, right? And when it comes to detailing your action steps, this is another key thing. You have to start with the end in mind and detail every step going backwards all the way to the beginning. Because in doing so, that way you now have a detailed map from point A to point B to point C to point D, all the way till you get to Z, you know, because Z is where we're trying to get to, right? But let me tell you this, right? You know, one thing that was reminded to me, something that God spoke to me directly, and I'm so grateful that God does this, that He gives me people to speak into my life, that if you want true success, and that's not just having money and material things, that's not always the definition of success. You know, real success is when you have peace in your life, when you have joy in your life, when you're able to live a lifestyle where no one can steal or take your joy, or no one can steal and take your peace, right? And the only way that can get accomplished is by it beginning all the way through the process and ending with God, right? And I understand that there might be some listeners here that say, you know, I'm not into the God thing, you know, I'm not all into that, and you might have your reasons why, and I understand that. But let me tell you this, that you can try to build up your own kingdom as much as possible. You can try to build your kingdom and make it as big as possible. But every king on this earth who is invested in it just for themselves is still in that grave. They weren't able to take anything with them. But as the word of God says, when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, then all these things will be added unto you. The Bible says when you delight in the Lord, He will give you the desires of your heart. I mean, that's the key, that it begins and it ends with God. So you can try to exclude it all you want, and you might have a measure of success, but it's only going to go so far. See, when you get God involved, when you make God the priority, then your success is not just here on earth, but it's for all of eternity. It's all of eternity. You know, and I want you to know that another point right here, all right? Just another point of the truth within it, right? Is that you can make many plans, but it's the Lord's purpose that will prevail. That's found in Proverbs 19:21, right? See, these are truths that have lasted for millennia, and they're not subjective truths. It's truths that just are. And that's why, you know, I'm here to give the bold truth, you know, of what it is that's going to be able to bring you into a life where you're making an impact, not just in those around you, but even those further than your inner circle, right? Not just for you personally, but for those that are personally involved within your life and even the waves that go past that. All right. So in keeping your eyes on the prize, you got to have vision and you got to have a plan, right? Those two have to go together. And you'll see that when you write these things down, when you put them in detail, the good thing, and I'm gonna remind you this, right? If you're, you know, one of the newer generation, you write it on your computer, you open a Word doc, you know, Google Docs, whatever. There's this great thing called the delete button, right? The backspace where you can take it back and you can make adjustments to your plan. If you're old school, you like to write it down, right? So write it in pencil. Why? Because changes or plans change. They do. We have to make adjustments. You have to be flexible. can't be so rigid, because if you're so rigid that it has to go your way, you're going to be disappointed sooner or later. Okay. But if you're flexible, even when those disruptions, those obstacles or whatever comes along the way, it's easier to adjust and to continue on accomplishing your plan. You know, and that is my greatest prayer, that every person that hears this, that every person that listens, every person that just gives me just a moment of your time, that is something that not only is going to just pique your attention, but it's going to grab your heart and be able to open your mind to not just live for yourself, but to live with purpose, to live with meaning. Because in doing so, that gives hope to somebody else. You know, that's what begins to be able to change the world, one person at a time, one heart at a time. When you give the glory to God in all of it, you'll see how much of an impact it makes to those that are around you. And that's when you become a world changer. Amen. All right, so I want to thank you once again, but we're not done. This was part two. We're going to come back with part three. This one's going to be a doozy. All right, so I hope to connect with you once again next week. And here we go. All right, it's the beginning of the year. You know, January is about halfway done. We still got a ways to go, so stick with me, and you're going to see where not only I take you, but even greater than that, where God's going to take you. God bless you. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in to Brazen Veracity. I hope that you were blessed. You can connect with me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or even on my website at brazenveracity.com. There you will find several options of where you can listen to the show. You can also drop me a message there or record a voice message on the website. I would love to hear from you and answer your questions on a future episode. Also, right there on the website, you can purchase official Brazen Veracity merchandise like t-shirts for men and women, hoodies, tank tops, joggers, phone cases, bottles, and several other items. Also, if you like what you hear and would like to support me directly there on brazenveracity.com or even on the Anchor website, you can either make a monthly contribution or at the very bottom, a one-time donation via PayPal or through buymeacoffee.com/brazenveracity. Your support will help me in keeping this podcast going and also improve what you receive. Once again, this is Cisco Valenzuela, your host. Stay in the fight, keep up the fire, and have a great week. God bless you.